Federal Food and Drug Administration inspection reports reveal many problems with Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream's current and former production facility. Jenny's plans to reopen tomorrow after a month-long voluntary shutdown and recall, which followed the discovery of listeria in some of its ice cream. WOSU's Mike Thompson joins us this afternoon to discuss the reports. Mike, the first report came from 2008.
Yes, back in 2008, inspectors at Jenny's former production facility on Chesapeake Avenue in Upper Arlington, they cited Jenny's for six issues, mainly involving rodents. They found rodent droppings in a storage area. They found rodent droppings along the wall of a production area. They found several places where rats and mice could enter the facility, and Jenny's, they found, had not done enough to keep those rodents out. There are also some fairly minor instances of workers not following proper hygiene rules, mainly, you know, improperly wearing hats, drinking from a water bottle in the production area, that kind of stuff.
The next inspection was done just this spring at Jenny's current plant, just outside Victorian Village. This inspection came right at the same time that Jenny shut down and recalled its products. It was prompted by the discovery of listeria in a pint of Jenny's ice cream in Nebraska.
Yes, this began right around the 20th of April. They inspected the plant on Michigan Avenue for 8 days, and inspectors were actually able to see the plant in action because production continued at the plant for the first 4 days of the inspection, and that's when Jenny's issued its recall and shut down production completely. So most of the violations that inspectors found were discovered 2 days before Jenny's stopped production and recalled all of its products.
So what did the inspection find?
Basically, they found 11 concerns, they call it. They're not violations yet. These are just concerns that they're raising for the company. But the inspectors found basically that workers were not maintaining sanitary conditions and managers were not doing enough to ensure compliance of a proper food manufacturing facility. Inspectors found a lack of sanitizer for wiping down freezers, production surfaces, and floors. They found improper storage of raw materials, and they found the plant did not have a system to test for contaminants in the air.
Well, we spoke to the founder of Jenny's today, Jenny Britton Bauer. What did she have to say?
Well, she downplayed the report. She says she was not surprised by the report, which was issued in late April. She says the violations seem serious, but they're not quite as serious as they seem. And she stressed that they have addressed all of the concerns that the FDA raised. She says they now have a system to test the air.
We didn't have an in-house environmental testing procedure because we're not required to do that by the Ohio laws. But we did have in-house ice cream testing, and we also sent out samples all the time, and then once a month through the Ag Department. So we had a sampling program. It just wasn't environmental, which we do now.
And Jenny Britton Bauer pointed out that they have spent close to $250,000 renovating that plant, reworking how they do things there, and installing new anti-contamination systems. And the FDA cited several times in the report that the company had inadequate space or poorly designed equipment to maintain sanitary conditions. But Jenny Britton Bauer maintains they have not outgrown that Michigan Avenue plant, even though the company has expanded in recent years.
WOSU's Mike Thompson, thank you so much.
You're welcome.